on Agoraphobia, written and read by Graham Caveney. Autobiography has to do with time, with sequence, and with what makes up the continuous flow of life. Here, I am talking of a space of moments and discontinuities. Walter Benjamin, One Way Street. It almost seemed that while he himself was marking out lines and courses on the wrinkled charts, some invisible pencil was also tracing lines and courses upon the deeply marked chart of his forehead. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. A bend in the road, and the whole place disappeared. Catherine Mansfield, The Woman at the Store. Chapter 1. Nowhere. We live in our souls as in an unmapped region. Edith Wharton, The Touchstone. 30+ years we've been together, and still I don't know you. Intimate stranger, phantom limb, as unreachable as you are familiar. You have sculpted my desires, my ambitions, been a mockery of the free will I was always told I had. I cannot think without you. You are that which I cannot not know. You aspire to tyranny, a modus non operandi. You and me, baby, we're a neurotic two-step. Agoraphobia. I want to write the word in the middle of the page. Leave it stranded, surrounded with nothing but icy white space. My attempt at revenge. From the Greek agora, meaning marketplace. Phobos, meaning fear. The translation doesn't quite cut it. I balk at its limitations. An insufficient word for a condition of insufficiency. What is here and what is there? The geography should be simple enough. Yours, mine. The gap is as wide as the space bar on a keyboard. So why do you not work like that? You did not come to me overnight. Like any stealthy lover, you took it slowly. A block of time, both dramatic and banal. You introduced me to fear. Fear became aversion, and aversion contorted itself into the core of who I am. It was subtle and unstoppable, like surf drifting up the shore. And then one day I realised I was too afraid to leave the house. And I heard the word and realised it was being used about me. Agoraphobia, my zero sign, signifying everything. Tell people you are claustrophobic and they touch your arm and nod in sympathy, maybe share a respectable neurosis of their own. They tell you they too have difficulty with lifts, the tube, basements. They share your pain. Flattered that you should trust them with an admission of vulnerability. They may even like you more, read claustrophobia as a symptom of sensitivity, an extension of the artistic temperament. Tell people you're agoraphobic, and it brings the conversation to a standstill. They become uncomfortable. You have overstepped the mark, ironic, given the fear is precisely that. It is a vulnerability too far, one that needs to be spoken through tight lips with lowered eyes. I am agoraphobic. It is not a sentence to be taken lightly, casually tossed into conversation. It is less a confidence than a confession, a coming out. A few years back, one of my more ambitious shrinks asked me how I would go about teaching a course on agoraphobia. To pretend it was a transferable skill. This is what I wrote. How to be agoraphobic. Avoid spaces that make you feel empty. Avoid empty spaces. Start to suspect there are two things only, indoors or outdoors. Find it surprising there are people in the world who are not agoraphobic.